life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little new world in yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 80 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With just over 50 days until Election Day, candidates keeping the focus on battleground states. Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania today. Former President Trump is in California and Nevada. Trump facing criticism from members of his own party over the presence of a social media influencer on the campaign trail. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Now we are hearing from some Republicans who are voicing concerns that Donald Trump is growing increasingly close to this far-right activist, Laura Loomer, someone who has espoused conspiracy theories. She has used racist rhetoric in describing Kamala Harris, and now some of former President Trump's closest allies in the party are urging him to distance himself from her.
On New York's Long Island today, singer and performer Justin Timberlake appearing in court, expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor impaired driving charge, part of a deal to resolve a DWI charge in Sag Harbor. He'll also pay a fine. Remnants of Francine, meantime, on the move, bringing rain to parts of the southeast today. This is ABC News. A prominent Mexican drug cartel leader has pled not guilty to a 17-count indictment, including narcotics trafficking and murder.
Federal officials have been trying to arrest Ismael Zambada, known as El Mayo, for years. It wasn't until late July, however, when the powerful longtime leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel was picked up at an airport outside of El Paso, Texas. He had been flown there by the son of Sinaloa co-founder Joaquin El Chapo Guzman under what appeared to be a ruse. Zambada claims he was forcibly kidnapped. Prosecutors in Brooklyn, who've charged him with a 17-count indictment, say he's one of the most dangerous drug traffickers in the world and should remain behind bars until his trial. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Russia announced they've expelled six British diplomats from the country for spying and, quote, subversive activities. The UK calls the allegations completely baseless. Two men now face burglary charges after attempting to steal the iconic Banksy girl with a balloon painting from a London gallery last weekend. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank,
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for sun and a cloud mix, warmer than normal again, with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 60. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and more humid, a 40% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms with a high of 81. Again, in Richland Center, it's 81 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. You might want to double-check any apple juice you have purchased. Wisconsin State Farmer reports that several apple juice brands sold across the country are being recalled for arsenic levels. The recalls include two juices, which were sold at Walgreens and Aldi stores in Wisconsin. Products affected in Wisconsin include 100% apple juice, 64 ounces, best of use by date, March 25, 2025, sold at Walgreens, and Nature's Nectar 100% apple juice, 64 ounces, sold at Aldi with best of use by dates, March 26, 2025, and March 27, 2025. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will ask the legislature to fund a new office focused on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf.
We're not unique. I think election offices around the country are facing these increased demands. And so we wanted to at least bring it to the lawmakers' attention. We continue to have these demands, but we continue not to have the additional resources needed to meet these additional demands.
Commissioners voted 5-1 to request just under $2 million in the upcoming state budget. Commissioner Bob Spindell was the lone dissenting vote. He sought bipartisan leadership for that.
I think a program like this would be good if this be basically run by two attorneys, one that's appointed by the Republican leadership in the legislature, the other appointed by the Democratic leader. So both parties have the ability to have a view in terms of what's going on.
Democratic Commission Chair Ann Jacobs said agency staff are required by statute to be nonpartisan, and such a change would require action from the legislature. A complaint has been filed with the Federal Election Commission against State Senator Andre Jacques. The Campaign Legal Center alleges Jacques transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign fund for the 8th Congressional District. Transactions, they say, violate a ban on candidates directing or transferring soft money in connection to a federal election. The complaint asks the FEC for sanctions, including civil penalties to deter future violations and an injunction prohibiting future violations. The Democratic vice presidential nominee is back in Wisconsin today. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz holds a campaign event in Wausau. The visit is Walz's third to Wisconsin in recent weeks and is part of an effort to campaign in battleground states following Tuesday's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. The Department of Health Services is asking for your help. Every 5 years, they put out a maternal and child health survey. They're evaluating maternal and child health programs and want feedback. The survey covers things like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, birth outcomes, and access to resources. Dr. Jasmine Zapata from the Department of Health Services.
Maternal and child mental health is so important. Being able to have access to culturally responsive providers and healthcare systems, being able to combat social isolation and form connections, social connectedness is so important.
The DHS would like to hear from more African Americans, more people near Milwaukee, and more in rural areas.
It's very important that we have diversity of voices, of backgrounds, of experiences. And so if you could just help us to spread the word, if anybody's listening to this and can help us spread the word to a friend or a family member or at work about this needs assessment, it would be very, very helpful.
If you or someone you love fits that category, the link to the survey can be found at civicmedia.us. Carrying your Social Security card with you makes you vulnerable to identity thieves. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's not necessary if you have your number memorized.
We do ask that folks, first and foremost, not carry their Social Security card around with them, whether it's in their purse or their wallet. Usually that's an easy way to be able to lose their Social Security card.
Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency.
They can report a stolen Social Security number to the Federal Trade Commission at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to ensure that they can get that replacement card if they need it.
There's more information about keeping your identity safe at ssa.gov. Lower wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
She says women and workers of color are still making less than others.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps in wages because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
Laura Dresser says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. A Sun Prairie construction company is facing workplace safety fines once again. The Operation Health and Safety Administration says workers for GL Construction were performing framing works on houses in Verona without any safety gear. The company was cited for multiple violations and faces over $144,000 in fines. Labor Department officials say GL hasn't paid fines for a 2022 incident where a worker died on a job site. The company has 15 days to contest the latest citation. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles will implement new federal requirements for drug and alcohol status compliance and will downgrade commercial driver licenses for noncompliance beginning this Sunday. Through the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's new drug and alcohol clearinghouse status checks, state DMVs will be notified when CDL drivers do not pass their drug or alcohol testing. When Wisconsin DMV's new CDL verification system goes live Sunday, all Wisconsin CDL drivers who are not in federal compliance will have their commercial driving privilege downgraded until they clear their record with FMCSA. With a license downgrade, operating a commercial vehicle is illegal. The commercial driver's regular driving privilege will not be impacted. The formal federal rule notes that beginning November 18th, all state driver licensing agencies will be required to remove the commercial driving privileges from the driver license of an individual subject to the commercial motor vehicle driving prohibition. Wisconsin DMV's compliance with the final rule will help keep unsafe drivers off the road. Wisconsin CDL drivers with a federal prohibited status will have their CDL classes downgraded until they can comply with the return to duty process. Drivers who receive a downgrade letter from DMV should work with their employer and their substance abuse professional to complete the RTD process. Once the prohibited driver completes the RTD process with FMCSA, Wisconsin DMV will be notified and automatically release the downgrade, which returns their CDL status to valid. More information regarding this rule and process can be found online at clearinghouse.fmcsa.dot.gov. Milwaukee County tackles its budget challenges. The county's Finance Committee voted Thursday to recommend County Executive David Crowley's proposal to close a projected $19 million 2024 budget deficit with no extra cost to taxpayers and little impact on services. Crowley and the county's Office of Strategy, Budget, and Performance worked with departments to address the shortfall, which arose despite last year's legislative approval to more than double the county's sales tax rate and increase state shared revenue. The full county board will vote on the budget proposal later this month. A decision may be nearer regarding a contested pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. 1 week ago, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released its final environmental impact statement on the proposed Enbridge Line 5 segment relocation project. The existing pipeline between Superior and Michigan's Upper Peninsula is 71 years old, and a portion runs through reservation lands of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The proposed relocation would reroute the line. A coalition of business, agriculture, and labor groups support the project, while the tribe and environmental groups want Line 5 shut down. Enbridge will need to secure permits from the DNR and Army Corps of Engineers before work can commence on the project. Police are searching for a Milwaukee man for the death of a Kenosha woman and her unborn child. 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin Jr. was charged Thursday with two first-degree homicide charges for allegedly shooting Amia Prather in the head last week. Prather was 8 months pregnant at the time. Franklin was already facing a pair of domestic abuse charges for allegedly attacking Prather in the past. Police say he bought a gun the same day he shot Prather. Franklin is considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information, contact the Kenosha Police Department. It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The Ithaca School District will have a referendum question on next month's ballot. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. Residents of the Ithaca School District will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot next month. That question will ask the voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. The reason for the ask is both simple and complex. Marty Richards is a member of the Ithaca School Board.
I think the best explanation we can give for that is that simply declining enrollment has led to a lower revenue limit. And so the lower, and this is calculated by the state of Wisconsin. So then that's the amount of money that comes from the state, and we're allowed from property taxes. And the problem we have in this environment is that the loss of that revenue limit outpaces what we can reduce in cost because of the lower enrollment.
As many school districts have been going to referendum over the years on a regular basis to keep up with expenses, the Ithaca School District is the only district in Southwest Wisconsin that has not. It has been 15 years since the Ithaca District has gone to referendum. Richard says the QEO passed in 1993 has caused many of the districts to go to referendum.
people might remember the qualified economic offer, because when they passed that legislation and put that in effect, it limited a school district to increasing their budget by 3.8% maximum. Everybody knows your health care insurance is going to eat a lot of that up. So when you kind of have these limitations plus mandates of things that you have to do, and coupled with declining enrollment that's happened in many of the districts, well, almost all districts around us, you know, that's where then we have to go to the public with an operating referendum and say, hey, we're at that point now. We haven't been, so it is a new discussion for a lot of our residents, but we're at that point now where we need your support as well.
Many may ask if the district has taken any steps to bring costs down. Richard says the district has been diligently working to do that.
I think that understanding that the administration and the school board has now already gone and looked at what we just had to do it. We didn't enjoy it, but we did have to get our per pupil cost down, what we were spending per pupil to educate the kids in the district, and we've already taken those steps to bring that down.
To inform residents, the Ithaca School District will be holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum.
It's not so much convince, it's just educate. It's educate to the public, our residents in the district, of number one, the hand that the state has dealt us, like every other district, and how now they are going to become a partner in that educational process to make sure we have the resources to offer the classes that we offer, to offer the different opportunities, and to continue to do that and potentially expand those opportunities as well.
The first information session will be held this Sunday at 10:45 at St. Mary's Catholic Church Keysville Reception Hall. Additional sessions will also be held Thursday night, September 19th at 7 at the Lloyd Community Center, Monday night, September 23rd at 7 at Ithaca Schools, Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. In 2023, a child under 13 was injured or killed in a driving-related crash every 5 hours in Wisconsin. Proper seatbelt and car seat usage can save children's lives. The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is child passenger safety to help families and caregivers keep their precious cargo out of harm's way. Child Passenger Safety Week is September 15th through 21st. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation encourages all families to take this time to review best practices to keep your child safe. When a car seat is installed and used correctly, it can reduce the risk of death in a crash by as much as 71%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Protect children with the right seat as they grow. Approximately half of all car seats are not correctly installed, according to data from NHTSA. Choosing the right car seat for the child's age and size and following the installation instructions in the car seat manual and vehicle owner's manual will help keep your child safe. National Seat Check Saturday is September 21st. Certified child passenger safety technicians will be available in communities across Wisconsin to demonstrate how to use car seats, booster seats, and seat belts correctly. According to Wisconsin state law, children must ride in a rear-facing car seat until they are 1 year old and weigh 20 pounds, a forward-facing car seat with a harness until they are 4 years old and weigh 40 pounds, and a booster seat until they are 8 years old or weigh 80 pounds or are 4'9". Moving children to the next type of car seat before they're ready leaves them vulnerable in a crash. Once the car seat is installed, be sure the child is safely secured with the harness every trip. About 8% of Wisconsin motorists do not wear a seatbelt, while approximately 50% of motorist fatalities in Wisconsin are unbelted. Seatbelt use is required by law in Wisconsin for all vehicle drivers and passengers, including children. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will award more than $6 million to local groups to protect and improve surface water. Interested and eligible organizations are encouraged to apply for a surface water grant. A pre-application must be submitted by this Sunday to compete for a grant in November. Eligible organizations include counties, municipalities, local government units, lake and sanitary districts, natural resource agencies, tribal governing bodies, colleges and school districts, lake associations, nonprofit conservation organizations, river and surface water management organizations, and producer-led groups. Individuals are not eligible for grants but may partner with an eligible organization willing to sponsor a project. Reach out to your local environmental grant specialist to confirm your organization's eligibility. Pre-application forms can be found under the Applying tab on the DNR's Surface Water Grants Program webpage. Right-click the link to Surface Water Grant Application, Form 8700-284, and download or save as to create a copy of the form on your computer. Open the form from your local drive and fill out the sections labeled Pre-application. Email the form by Sunday to DNR Surface Water Grants at wisconsin.gov. The department will be in touch with more information following your submission. Join the Bosque Belt Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation on Thursday, October 3rd, for its fourth annual legacy event, an online auction at Bosque Belt Bowl and Banquet. Guests will experience an unforgettable evening filled with connection, delicious food, live entertainment, online auction, and fun, all while supporting the mission of the Bosque Belt Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. At the event, Gunderson Bosque Belt Administrator Teresa Brandt will offer organizational highlights, and Foundation Director Natalie Tollefson will share the impact of giving on rural health care, followed by high-energy entertainment from the Madison-based Dueling Piano Act, Piano Fondue. The legacy event begins at 5 with a cocktail and social hour, and a dinner buffet with prime rib and shrimp starts at 6. The dueling piano show begins at 7:30. Business casual attire is suggested. The cost is $75 per person or $525 for a table of 8. If you're not able to attend the event but are still looking to support, the online auction begins Monday at noon and runs through 8:30 on Thursday, October 3rd. All bids will be made via the 32 auction online platform during this time frame. To view items and bid, visit 32auctions.com/legacy2024. Register by this Monday by contacting Natalie Tollefson by phone at 608-375-6300 or by visiting the Gunderson Bosque Belt Hospital. Today is Youth Day at the Vernon County Fair. All youth 12 and under will be admitted free to enjoy all the festivities the fair has to offer at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open at noon with a wristband special from noon to 5. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held at 12:30 in the Hanson Arena. There is a fee for the grandstand show tonight featuring the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pull at 7. Cost of admission to the grandstands is $10, with children 5 and under admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. Wisconsin 130 and Wisconsin 133 intersection across the river to Porter Road in Lone Rock will be closed September 16th through September 30th for the Wisconsin 130 North tie-in roadway construction to be conducted safely and efficiently. The posted east detour route will utilize Wisconsin 130, Wisconsin 23, and U.S. Highway 14 through Spring Green. The west detour route will utilize Wisconsin 133, Wisconsin 80, Wisconsin 60, and U.S. 14 through Muscadet. It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:34. Today's vital statistics are next.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Bosque Belt. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Bosque Belt.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The
The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's partly sunny and 81 degrees on this Friday afternoon, September 13th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edward L. Franck, 95 Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Ed Franck is survived by his wife of 71 years, May, a daughter, Julie and Ed Howe of Hillsboro, son, Fred and Lori Franck of Viola, 4 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and son-in-law, Steve Jensen. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Casey and Patty Bruja, Cody and Lori Pulvermacher, Brad and Rhonda Lewis, Wayne and Diana Lunk, Ron and Kathleen Pittman, Irv and Anita Bungie, Dennis and Sherry Cooper, and Dr. Jerry and Claudia Barris. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the warm weather continues around here, feeling more like August than September typically does. And this warm air shows no signs of letting up through most of next week. It will turn a little more humid by tomorrow and Sunday as well, as dew points in the 60s off to the south of Wisconsin gradually move in. Now, the remnants of Hurricane Francine causing some scattered showers all the way far north of southern Indiana, central Illinois over toward southeast Iowa. Some of that moisture may move across southwest Wisconsin late tonight with a sprinkler too. The better chance of a widely scattered shower will come during the day tomorrow and into Sunday. And if you're lucky, you might pick up a few tenths of an inch, but other spots might just have a trace. This whole weather system will slide away early next week, so we should see brighter sunshine again by late Monday or Tuesday, and again, those temperatures staying very summer-like. Forecast for the rest of today, hazy sunshine, just some high clouds, temperatures reaching the low 80s, wind out of the east near 10, partly or mostly cloudy tonight, low about 60, tomorrow mostly cloudy and more humid, 40% chance of some spotty showers or thunderstorms, high near 81, the wind southeast up to 10. Tomorrow night into Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible, low 62, Sunday's high near 82. Monday, partly sunny and warm, low 61 with a high of 84. Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine, staying warm, low in the upper 50s, high near 83. And little change for Wednesday and Thursday, partly cloudy and balmy, lows in the mid to upper 50s, highs in the low to mid 80s. You have yourself a great afternoon. Enjoy the warmth out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently partly sunny and 82 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 86, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, 83. The record high for this date set in 1952 is 93. The record low, 29, was set in 1955. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 47. Sunset tonight will be at 7:16 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:40. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.0. Relative humidity is 46% and no precipitation to report. Under partly sunny skies, it's 82 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Protecting your most important asset on the farm today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I led into today's show, I referred to protecting your most important farm asset. I'll let Sean Brotherson of North Dakota State University Extension share what that asset is, and it may surprise you.
As a farmer, rancher, or agricultural worker, there's a lot of assets that you deal with, land, buildings, capital, labor, things like that. But your health is actually your most important asset.
Brotherson is involved in a special voucher program through the USDA that enables North Dakota farmers and their families to get free mental health counseling. Casey Holshoff has a similar role with Illinois Extension.
Research has shown that agricultural producers and their families are more at risk for adverse mental health outcomes such as anxiety, depression, suicide, and substance abuse. Farmers and ranchers have unique stressors that are outside of the farmer's control, like trade and tariff policies, fluctuating market prices, loan rates, natural disasters such as flood or other weather events, and all these really make an impact on their day-to-day decisions and their lifestyle.
Some other states have voucher programs as well. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. A climatologist says he's concerned about the severity of drought conditions in parts of the eastern Corn Belt. Eric Hunt with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says a large portion of Ohio is in desperate need of rain.
Southeastern Ohio and West Virginia, where we probably have some of the worst drought conditions we've seen in decades.
He says it could lead to some transportation challenges for the ag industry.
Because a lot of the headwater is going to Mississippi, extremely dry, and, you know, we do need to get these river levels up down in this region.
Hunt says river levels could decline to levels seen in the fall of 2023 if conditions don't improve soon. Chinese demand for U.S. soybeans is improving. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor tells Brownfield low prices are generating business.
You know what they say, low prices cure low prices, and they may be stockpiling.
He says that's because of potential trade disruptions based on the upcoming election, as well as planting problems in Brazil.
That's going to give maybe a couple of weeks longer window for U.S. exports before South America comes online.
Cordonier says dry conditions are delaying soybean planting in central Brazil. A U.S. representative from Iowa says the use of Chinese-manufactured agriculture drones could be a threat to food security. Republican Ashley Hinson tells Brownfield the U.S. needs to push back against China's supply of DJI spray drones.
They have sophisticated sensing technology. That also means that these drones are actively collecting detail on our ag industry that can be weaponized.
Hinson says DJI is a leading manufacturer of the nearly 10,000 registered ag spray drones in the U.S.
It gives China leverage over our food supply. supply, which is a national security issue. I think every farmer needs to be eyes wide open about the technology they are currently using on their farms.
Henson says the Countering CCP Drones Act, a bill that would prohibit new models of DJI drones from operating in the U.S., is included in the House-passed National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2025. The Midwest Regional Director for American Farmland Trust sees drones as another tool in expanding the use of cover crops. Chris Reynolds, who also farms in central Illinois, says the technology is showing its usefulness.
We're going to need to find new ways to get cover crops seeded.
Nick Dunaway, who owns Central Drone Services, tells Brownfield the drones bring accuracy to aerial application over standing crops.
We can do anything from 3 pounds, 3.5 pounds of turnips per acre up to well over 100 pounds per acre.
Dunaway says the biggest key to successfully applying seed via a drone is the weather.
You know, we're going to need rain before the crop comes off to get it started and after the crop comes off to keep it going.
Dunaway says his team of drones can seed over 200 acres of cover crops per day. And the USDA says pork export sales saw a solid improvement last week, led by better demand from several key customers, including Mexico, Japan, and Colombia. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Brownfield Market Updates bring you the story behind the numbers. Ag commodity trading might be volatile, but you can count on Brownfield to let you know not just what the prices are doing, but why the markets are making those moves. We bring you the breaking updates on what's driving the markets all session long, giving you the up-to-date info you need on what's impacting prices and how that affects your bottom line, whether that's today, tomorrow, or in the coming months. Stay tuned to your local Brownfield radio station for the new, now, and notable in the commodity markets.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Another round of direct cash cattle business is taking place, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. A light round of direct cash cattle business is underway. Dress deals in Nebraska are at $288, about steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices are firm, around $182 plus live in the south, but still really haven't been established in the north. There was a handful of trade reported Thursday. Southern live deals were at $181, generally steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Some dressed business in Nebraska was reported at actually $293 to $294, $5 to $6 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Box beef is lower at midday and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $2.11 at $305.07. Select was 84 cents lower at $294.80. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers 700 to 1,000 pounds were $4 to $10 higher, except 900-pound steers, which were steady. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers participating. Receipts were up in the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers 813 to 840 pounds brought $247 to $265. Feeder steers 922 to 949 pounds brought $245.75 to $250.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer 653 to 679 pounds brought $253.50 to $268. And feeder heifer 720 to 726 pounds brought $264 to $265. Cash hogs are lower at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors have been moving decent sized runs much of the week and have been doing so at lower prices. While there has been some support in the market from the strong global demand for U.S. pork, concerns about long-term domestic demand create some uncertainty. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and yields at the National Daily Direct are down 78 cents with a weighted average of 75.94. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $53 to $65. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 24 cents at $93.94. Bellies and loins were both lower. Hams, butts, ribs, and picnics were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Soybeans, cattle, and hogs are lower. Corn is higher. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Signs focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower on profit-taking. Beans continue to watch weather in the U.S. and South America and harvest activity. The USDA did lower production slightly with no changes to yield or harvested area. November beans down 6 at 10.04 and 3 quarters. January beans down 6 and a quarter at 10.23 and a quarter. Corn is higher on short covering and technical buying. The trade continues to watch weather as rain has hit parts of the Corn Belt and could slow some harvest pace. The USDA pegged corn yields higher than expected, but it did not change the balance sheets. December corn up 3 3/4 at 409 and 3/4. March corn up 3.5 at 428. The wheat complex is up on fund and technical buying. Global production was down due to a smaller crop from the European Union. Paris milling wheat was higher to start the day, and the weather remains really dry in both Russia and eastern Ukraine. December wheat in Chicago up 10 3/4 at 589 and a quarter. March wheat up a dime at 607.5 in Kansas City. December wheat up 8 3/4 at 595. And in Minneapolis, December wheat up 6 1/4 at 628. Live and feeder cattle are lower, watching the rest of the week's direct business develop. Feeders have additional pressure from the higher moving corn. Asking prices are holding firm at $182 plus live. October lives down 62 at 177.40. December lives down 37 at 178.22. October feeders are down 87 at 238.87. Hogs are lower, pressured by weak cash and wholesale business. Midwest butcher hogs were steady at midday. October lean hogs down 37 at 78.52. December lean hogs down 30 at 71.25. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The importance of pollinators to food production. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Bees are crucial to food production, but not all bees pollinate the same. Brian Spiceman is with Kansas State University's Department of Entomology.
We really rely on a lot of these native species to do a lot of our pollination, especially for things like, you know, blueberries and tomatoes and things like that. You know, crops like that that are buzz pollinated.
So what does that mean?
A lot of crops, like tomatoes, for example, keep their pollen really packed up nice and tight in the flowers, and it requires a very strong vibration from the bee, which is vibrating their wings and their muscles very quickly, and that releases the pollen and allows it to come out so that you can move from one flower to the other. Some bees are really good at this, like bumblebees are great for this. We have 6 different bumblebee species in Kansas. 2 of which are threatened right now and being considered potentially listed as endangered. Other native bees do this as well. Honeybees, however, aren't the greatest at this. They're good at pollinating things like apple and some of these other species, especially in California, like almonds and things like that.
Overall, bees are responsible for pollinating about 70 to 80% of the world's flowering plants. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
BEX recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pick up and delivery service